I mean, whatever we investigate, we should do the investigation in leading us to the truth, not to knowledge. It should lead us always to the knowing nature of the citta that sees and understands the truth. So if we investigate sound and smell in the sense, you know, okay, this is indifferent, that's indifferent, that's not the investigation of sound. Investigation of sound is experience sound as it is. The experience of the sound, the impact of the sound on the senses. And then trying to analyze what is sound or what is smell. Just the same way, what is skin? What is it? I mean, we have all our ideas what skin is. We all have our ideas what smell is. But that is not what we are looking for. Because then we just look up some books, you know, and there is the answer. And if we like it or not, you know, that is the whole life, you know. Some sounds we liked and some sounds we didn't like. Some smells we liked and some smells we didn't like. And most of the smells or most of the sounds we were indifferent to. I mean, that doesn't help us to understand the nature. When we investigate something, when we investigate the body or the senses of the body, then we want to understand, you know, what is it? What is the nature of it? What is really sound, you know? Of course, you know, you hear, you know, and then you dissect this hearing. What is hearing? Don't answer, you just listen. Huh? I don't say, you know, you do it wrong or you do it right, but, you know, it doesn't lead, the way you describe it, it doesn't lead to the truth. It just leads to the kilesas. And that's what I assume is when you get out of samadhis, the kilesas have overpowered you, and they say, okay, the investigation of the body would be now fruitful, let's investigate sound and smell, because they are so predominant. I mean, be aware, the moment you get out of samadhi, the kilesas have the rule.
Okay.
So they decide, you know, just be quiet, yeah?
No, I'm trying.
Yeah, just be quiet.
The sound is like I'm trying to get through.
Yeah, what is sound? You know, you investigate. What is sound? What is the nature of sound? What is it? What is the experience of sound? What does it resonate? How does it resonate? Or what is the experience of resonating sound within the body? I mean, you have to go. Whatever investigation you do, be it the skin of the body, be it the hair of the body, you have to go to the feeling, to the experience of it. I mean, the experience cannot be classified. Experience is just experience. You know, but please be, you know, calm down. I mean, if you listen, you know, if you understand what investigation of the body or the senses of the body lead us to, is indifference. Because we see there's nothing behind it. But as long as we think, you know, there's something behind it, you know, it's strong or it's repulsive or it's like this or it's like that, you know, then there's something behind it. I mean, when you experience sound, each kind of sound, you know, even if you see it as being beautiful, it's disturbing. In the beginning, it's completely disturbing. It's disturbing the heart. There's some sense input, you know, and the citta goes out to the sense input because it's so strong. It's just like nothing else, you know, than when we do sitting, you know, and suddenly, you know, the pain comes out. I mean, what is the pain? Where does it come from? What is sound? Where does it come from? What is smell? Where does it come from? I mean, smell doesn't exist, huh? And sound doesn't exist. You know, there are four elements that exist. The water element, the fire element, the earth element, and the... What is it? Wind element. But the moment a combination of these elements come into contact with our senses, we think, oh, that is sound, or that is smell. Or that is seeing, or that is hearing. Or touching, or tasting. I mean, investigation in two ways, you know, should always lead us to the true nature of things. Not to the things that we know. Not to the things that we assume us. Oh, okay, this smell, you know, that smells like a rotten chicken, you know? And that is very unpleasant. I mean, any animal that dies, you know, in our vicinity, you know, smells, you know, stinks, you know. Also, Tuke, you know, in the roof, you know, who dies, you know, he stinks like hell. I mean, it's a very unpleasant smell. I mean, investigation, we should, you know, we should always, whenever we investigate something, you know, we should understand the true nature. Like, if we investigate our ideas and opinion, understand the true nature of it. What is it, you know, what is it? What, is it really solid? Or is it just like a soap bubble? Boop, burst, you know? And so is sound, you know, sound, it's a soap bubble, you know, boop, burst, boop, burst, boop, burst, huh? So what is it, you know, and we make it, you know, then we make something out of this. I mean, it's not easy to investigate, you know, in the beginning. It is very difficult to investigate. That's why we stay with these solid things, you know, like the body, before we actually, you know, investigate the centers of the body. The body itself is much more, yeah, much more stable. And I just, you know, just observe the kilesas who want to do this or want to do that. Yeah? If it's Dhamma, you know, that wants to investigate a sound that is always disturbing and it always knocks you out of meditation, that's fine, you know, and then go ahead, you know, and see why it knocks you out of meditation. If the rooster, you know, under your kuti, you know, knocks you out of investigation, you know, then or out of meditation, then investigate. What is it? Then feel the sound. I mean, feel the sound, or feel the body. Huh? I mean, the moment we close our eyes, the only thing that we can investigate is feeling, through experience. Experience the body, until there's a nimitta coming. Of course, we do the investigation. First of all, you know, for one objective, you know, to see the repulsiveness of all these things, to see the repulsiveness of the body, to see the loathsomeness of this body, and to see the loathsomeness of the senses. But you do investigation or... We are prone to do investigation with the aim, okay, I want to be indifferent, huh? Okay, to this I'm indifferent, to that I'm indifferent, you know, that doesn't bother me, that doesn't bother me. The music I like to hear doesn't, you know, I am not interested anymore. Okay, I must have made progress.
Can I see?
Well, only if you... If you think about it, you know, why do you want to speak? You think about it before, and then, you know, you ask.
Okay.
Think about...
I have thought about it.
Now think about it once more.
In investigating the sound, mm-hmm. I was paying attention, you know, like, to feelings that the sound, like the sound was pushing buttons in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that the buttons, when they push the buttons, I would get feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the sound was affecting my body, even if it is little bubbles, it's like little bubbles of feeling. And it's almost as if the sound is manipulating your body if you're unaware.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of thing that I, you know, among other things, I just went round and round and round and round on it. But, you know, it's every time you say I should investigate the body, I keep trying to investigate the body, and the sound and the smell keeps popping up. That's what popped up that night in the south. It was the sound and it was the smell as well. And I don't know whether, because that was the first thing that popped up, that sort of become my nemesis. You know, it just somehow, it kind of grew so that that's where I'm going.
I mean, there's nothing, as I said in the beginning, there's nothing wrong with investigating sound and smell. But if your objective is you want to investigate the body, then you ask yourself, what is keeping you constantly, what is constantly drawing your attention away from this body? I mean, the Kilesas don't like to investigate the body, that is the truth. I mean, because it's boring. Because it's loathsome, because it's, you know, it's disgusting. I mean, everything else is more interesting than investigation of the body. I mean, that is the thing that I ask you to look at, yeah? Is that not the kilesas who drive you off? Of course, you know, everything is much more predominant, you know, when we get out of samadhi. But then actually we didn't go right out of samadhi. If we go right out of samadhi, we put our concentration the moment we see we are coming out. So then we put our attention on, for instance, the body, if you want to investigate the body. Just let yourself know, you know, once you come out of samadhi, before you even enter samadhi, I want to investigate the body. And I want to investigate this part of the body or that part.
What if when I sit down to meditate before I go into samadhi,
yes,
if I sort of use body, 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 body as a not, do you think that?
Yes, you can do that. You know, I mean, there are quite a few things of investigation of the body that you can do. I mean, one of the ways is sweeping through the body. Did you do that? It's very helpful. Getting in touch with the body.
Just quickly?
Well, it takes, in the beginning, it might take 2 hours.
Okay.
Just going point by point by point by point to the next point until you get a feeling. Once you get a feeling, you go to the next point. And you sweep through a whole surface of the body. And when you do that often, you know, the moment you get on a point, you know, the deeper it gets, you know, after a while. I mean, you can feel from the skin, you can feel to the bone. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's one of the way of investigation. That's one of the way of getting, first of all, getting in touch with the body. Because body is feeling, bodily feeling. When we close the eyes, we can't see the body. Only with our inner eyes. But that side has not yet been developed. Limiters don't come up yet. So another way of investigation, you know, when we do investigation of the body, then we don't do samadhi. But we can do the same thing. Instead of using Buddha, we can use liver, 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 liver. Or skin, 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 skin. I mean, until the nimitta pops up. Until we see the skin.
Well, what about body, 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 body?
I mean, as a whole, you know, it's okay as well.
Because I wanted, that's what I was trying to call up. I'm trying to call up as a nimitta for...
You want to see the whole body?
Yeah.
Okay. That is okay, you know, whatever. You know, you can take the body as whole or you can bits and pieces of the body. But change it, you know. Do change it.
From my experience, it's extremely difficult to all of a sudden take the whole body for contemplation. If someone hasn't learned the technique for sweeping, the effective way that I learned about it is first anapanasati first. 11 hours a day, 3 days, and then it's slowly guided piece by piece by piece by piece for 2 hours. and then eventually you learn. But if someone just told me without having walked me through the steps, I'd never be able to.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, you know, it depends on each character. Yeah? I mean, I was dumped here into this kind of body meditation or body contemplation. So I had to figure out my way. How to get results. I mean, we can go slowly into the water or we can just jump in the cold water. I mean, when we jump in the cold water, the faster we are in. And the faster we get out. But if you go, you know, very slowly, very slowly, very slowly, you know, okay, you know, it's okay. Both things are okay. You know, jump in the water or, you know, do it. I mean, we can do it if we can hold our concentration on our meditation object, like being Anapanasati or being the Buddha. I mean, then we should be able to hold our concentration on one of the parts of the body. Why not? Until that pops up. I mean, I don't say it will pop up in the first meditation. You know, it may take us months before it pops up. But it, sooner or later it will pop up. It's an inner nimitta. It's an inner sign or it's an inner vision of that part of the body. I mean, seeing the whole body, you know, it's okay, you know? But seeing the whole body, it's not so loathsome. I mean, seeing your blood vessels is much more interesting. Or seeing the food in the stomach, that is much more interesting. I mean, we do avoid, you know, even with investigation, we do avoid the unpleasant sights, huh? So we don't like to investigate, for instance, pain. Or we don't like to investigate shit. Or we don't like to investigate the food in the stomach. We tried, you know, we tried with hair, you know, and see, you know, obviously these things that are not so, okay, that's fine. I mean, the important thing of investigation of the body is to get the feeling of this. I mean, to experience. When I say, you know, get the feeling, not knowing, you know, this is unpleasant or this is pleasant, you know, experience the feeling. I mean, the citta knows itself, you know, if it's pleasant or unpleasant. You don't have to tell it that. We just have to, you know, we just have to put the eyes of the citta on the right object. And then let it see for itself. That's all what we have to do to gain wisdom. Once the citta sees clearly, you know, it lets go. I mean, we don't have to tell the citta, you know, that this is good or this is not good. Or this is loathsome or this is not loathsome. The citta will see it itself. I mean, that is the knowing faculty of the citta. You know, if there wouldn't be any knowing faculty, we would be out of luck. We would be stuck with our books in our brains. But the citta, you know, has, you know, we just have to direct our eyes, and our eyes is sati. Huh? Our attention to one object, you know, and leave it there, you know, until the citta really sees it, you know, very, very clearly. Once the citta sees it very, very clearly, then it understands. I mean, sometimes it doesn't see it, you know, we help it, you know, we have to help it. Investigation, but like dissecting, you know, or burning it up, or, you know, letting it die, or whatever. Yeah? I mean, just the thought, you know, okay, let it die, you know, then it comes out. Well, okay, that's how it is. That's how I die. I mean, we have died so many times ago, you know, we all remember it. Once you come to this final stage of practice, you know, you will remember all your last lives and all your last deaths. I mean, it's there. The memory is not lost. The memory of our previous lives is not lost, or the previous death is not lost. I mean, you can experience them over and over again. And with the experience of one death, there comes the pain of this death. And that's what we loathe. We don't loathe death itself. We loathe the pain of dying. Because the pain is so great, then you know that you die. The body breaks up, you know, see it, you know. Okay, take the whole body, you know, and let it die. See how it dies. What comes out first, you know, what comes out last. You see it, you know, until it disintegrates. Completely disintegrates. Just let it rot away. I mean, the memories then come up from previous lives or previous deaths. I mean, that's how we get at these things. We're just helping, you know, to get to our memories of our experience of death. And we have not died only one time. I mean, we have died in so many ways. In cruel ways, in pleasant ways. We have just died so many, as young people, as old people, whatever. Being tortured or not, being killed, you know, most of the time, you know. Because that's the life of human beings, they kill each other. Kill each other in wars or whatever. Or because of greed, or because of hate. I mean, our newspapers are full of this killing, isn't it? So we have done it in previous lives. We have been the killers and we have been the ones who have been killed. It's all there. We have just to find a way to it. I mean, do you understand? There's nothing wrong. I mean, there's nothing wrong if you investigate smell and sound. But investigate it in the right direction. To understand what is the nature of sound. You really want to understand the nature of sound. I mean, you can ask yourself when you do investigation, do I now understand the nature of sound? Well, if you say, if the killer says, come up and say yes, and another question, what is it?
The answer is no.
Then what is it, you know? And if you think you know the answer, then next time come and see me and tell me. I know what the nature of sound is. Mm-hmm. Nature of sound is clapping one hand. Have you ever clapped one hand? What's the sound of clapping one hand, huh? To send corn. I think from the Korean tradition. The sound of clapping one hand. I mean, there's no sound, of course, because we need two hands to clap. I mean, right, you know, just think about Zen. You know why they bring up these sort of things, of ridiculous things, because to go beyond the limitations of our mind of thinking, of conventional reality. Because what we're looking for is not conventional reality, it's the truth. And the truth is beyond conventional reality. All what we know, when we're doing it now, you know, of course, you know, is this... Is trying to confirm it with conventional reality. I mean, going into physics or things like that. I mean, yes, of course, it's clear. I mean, we are educated this way, but we shouldn't investigate this way. We should ask ourselves. You know, investigation is also asking, what is the experience of sound? What is the nature of the sound? But when you talk about your investigation, you only talk about investigation of the reaction of the experience of sound. This is the only thing that you catch. You actually do not catch the first step, the experience of sound neutrally before the citta starts to react. You got that? So your sati is not firm enough. You do not really... Now, do you understand that? Whatever you said, you know, is the reaction to the sound that happen. The chitta reacts to the sound, you know, gives it a name or gives it a label or, you know, assigns it, you know, this is nice, this is not nice, this is indifferent. But what happened before was the experience of the sound. And that is neutral. And there just comes one blink of the eye before the reaction. So, I mean, it's with any kind of investigation, you know, we always see only the reaction. And sometimes the reaction has taken place over 5 minutes before we actually see it. Oh, it's only a reaction to the phenomena, to the sense data, to our vinyana, you know, knowing that there's a sense data coming. And actually, you know, when you're really mindful, you know, there's a sense data, and then you know that there is a sound. And after that sound, you know, the reaction comes. So actually, you miss two steps. You understand me? You got me? So it's very difficult, you know. That's why I said, you know, I don't mind you investigate, but investigate it in the right way. Get to the neutral or nearly neutral experience of sound. Don't, you know, don't stay with the reaction to the sound. Get one step before. And that is, you know, asking the question can help, you know, what is that? What is that? What is the experience of sound? How do I feel it? How do I experience it? You know, is every kind of sound, you know, it's the same experience or is it different? You just said you say loud and this is not so loud. Or the smell is, you know, cross or not so cross. It's the same thing for smell. I mean, it's not easy, eh? So body investigation of the body is much easier. Because there we don't have, you know, we don't have to look for the reactions. Huh? I mean, we just go and want to see, you know, and when we are really mindful, then we see a reaction to it. The moment it sees, you know. But when the chitta sees, there's no reaction to it. It just sees things as they are. And then the kiliya says, take up the experience and make something out of it. Oh, this is disgusting. That's a reaction. The chitta sees, you know, the processed food in the stomach. I mean, immediately the kiliya says, say, you know, this is disgusting. I don't like to see it. Let's investigate something else. I mean, they don't tell you what they are doing. I mean, if the kilesas, you know, give us a plan, you know, now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that, you know, we could be just right on the track. But they don't let us know what they are going to do. They fool us with any kind of action, you know, they take just like a magician, you know, they divert our attention to something else and then they have their trick going. Oh yes, that is so important, yeah? And we forgot, you know, where we have been just a mind moment before. Because they take that up, you know, say, this is important, you know. See, you know, the sound is so loud. So predominant, you know, this is important. Oh, that's not, now there comes the smell. Oh, now there's the sound. Now it's this, or now it's that. Now it's a touch, you know, and so on. I mean, they are working, you know, they're looking for the sensations and they're picking out these things.
This is why I was asking you,
yeah.
How can I call up the body and get it away from the sound,
yes.
And the smell? Because I wanted to see the whole body so I could decompose it.
Yes, I told you there are several methods. Huh? I mean, the method of, you know, just getting in touch with your body. If you have difficulties, just getting in touch with the body by sweeping through the body is one of the methods. But you have to do that daily.
Okay.
You have to do that daily, at least, you know, for an hour a day.
But would using body, the word body...
Yes, it helps, you know. But then see your whole body. You want to see your whole body, you know, laying in front of you.
I want to see my dead body.
Yeah, yes, and or you want to see your dead body, or whatever, you know. Or your open body, you know, you Or you just watch your surgery.
Fine. That's fine. No, if you want it, it can be skinned, no matter what.
I mean, you just can watch an operation on your body, or you know, you can just watch, you know, when you died, you know, and people are dissecting your body. Then just look at, you know, how they're dissecting your body. How they rise on a mud. Then, you know, if your body is still fresh, you know, the blood comes out, you know, and then they pull the skin off and then take a saw, you know, to so you rip it apart. I mean, look at it, you know, see it, you know. That is the way of investigation. Huh? Sometimes, you know, we do need to use some imagination from what we've seen in books or what we've seen, sometimes seen in films. Huh? I mean, there's no problem, you know, to see ourselves, you know, cut up by the lunatic with a motor saw.
Well, the book, you know, the big format book is really good. I could get a lot of loathsome bodies, but I couldn't get my own.
Well, you always, you know, when you look at the book, you always say, you know, you always have to remind yourself whenever you look at a picture, that's how my body looks. That's how my body looks. That's how you get the identification, of course, you know. I mean, a doctor doesn't, you know. I mean, he just operates, you know. He doesn't see that this is his body. But the first time, you know, he opens up a body, you know, he pukes. Or, you know, he just falls unconscious. I mean, 99% of the medical practitioners who first time, you know, are there, you know, just puke up. And why is that? Because they still have this identification with their own body. But after a while, you know, they just put it away. But still a doctor, you know, cannot operate his wife or his children. Because that's too close. So the identification is always there, you know, but he puts it just back. Huh? And our identification, of course, if you see this way, you know, that's not my part. But that's how you look. I mean, just open up your body and see for yourself. And that's how you look. Huh? And if you have that kind of disease, that's how you look. Or if you die in the water, that's how you look. You know, all bloated up, you know, and stinking and smelling. Huh?
It's a great photograph.
Yes, okay, yes. That's from the tsunami. Some of the pictures are from the tsunami, you know, down in Phuket.
Oh, I mean,
yeah. Okay. I mean, it was really a mess, huh? It must have been a mess of bodies. I don't know how many thousands of people died down there. All in all, it was over 100,000 people. If you do that, you know, use the imagination of falling into a volcano. Or the volcano is erupting, you know, and the magma is flowing, you know, and sizzling you up, you know, and I mean, you slowly sink into, you know, you slowly sink into, because, you know, it burns all up, you know, so you slowly come down. Luckily, you faint before you, but you still can see it, you know. What happens to the body is just, you know, it melts down. I mean, can you be? I mean, it's quite funny, but you know, can you be? Can't you see it as very painful or very loathsome? Huh? Or drowning in the water, you know, trying to catch you know, breath, huh? But don't get any breath, because all what you can swallow is water.